was thinking about us, about our dynamic, the way we are with each other, and how easy it is to be with you. Do you know? We have a very special connection. Without any need to speak, we seem to know what will please the other. I've never met another man who can get inside me the way you do. No, God. No, silly. Not that way. Although I love to feel you inside me. But mentally, emotionally, it's like you're inside my mind, my brain, my soul. You know just what to say to reassure me, excite me, to make me feel as if I am the center of your world. So, I want to thank you for listening to me so well, for paying such attention to me in every way, for encouraging me, appreciating me, but particularly for bringing me out of my shell, my shyness, or maybe it's my caution. It is a part of who I am, and it's not all bad. It means I don't usually behave recklessly. I don't dive into dangerous situations. And sex is a good example of that. I need to trust a man before he can take me. He has to earn the right to be with me. And if he doesn't want to put the work in, if all he wants to do is use me as some masturbation toy, a warm body he can stick his dick into and come, then I don't want to know. He's boring, of no interest to me. But once a man has earned my trust and my respect, like you have, then, and only then, I'm ready to give myself, all of myself, to him. You know, in these short few weeks that we've known each other, you've treated me in a way I find deeply loving. You've asked nothing of me. You've put no pressure on me. And you've shown nothing but appreciation for who I am. I find that very sexy. Do you know what they say about shy girls? I have heard it said that there is reason we are shy is because we have such a deep passion inside us and in our core we know that if that passion is unleashed by the right man, a shy girl will transform into a primal force, someone driven only by the need to fuck, to come. You do that to me. Your words, your thoughts, your expressions of desire for me, it's like they open me up and this person emerges who is the real me. You kiss my neck. You lift my hair up so your hands can caress my shoulders and your warm lips touch my skin. And I hear myself give a little gasp. Can I tell you a secret? I love how you take me from behind. I find it very erotic. When I bend over for you, I do it because, well, it just feels so good. Oh God. The angle, the friction, the way you penetrate me, it feels like nothing else in this world. Primal, animalistic in the best way. You slide into me so deeply, so strongly. You feel me. But there is also something going on at an emotional level. When I bend over, I'm offering myself, my whole self, to you. Do you know? That is my most intimate position. The one where I am at my most unguarded. The only time I let a man fuck me from behind is when I feel a deep connection to him. I kneel on my bed or on the sofa and I present myself to him, to you. I know how much you love the curve of my ass, those gorgeous hunches, two sweet globes hiding the sweet, wet pleasure that lies beneath. I hold my breath, waiting for you to enter me. I feel your hands moving all over my ass, and then you start to pull my cheeks apart, slowly. slowly, decently opening me up. You take such care. Your fingers. God, your fingers. They dance over me, kneading me, straight down to my pussy, slowly and sensually sliding me open. As your fingers, moist with my sweet honey, straight up and down my lips, and graze across the soft skin, covering my clitoris. You stand behind me, admiring the curve of my cheeks, and as the pressure from your fingers starts to pull my lips apart, we both hear the sound of my wetness, the sweet, soft sound of moistness. I get so aroused offering myself to you that my aroma drifts up to your nostrils, and you inhale me, you savor me, you love my sex scent, don't you, my love? It is a very special perfume. Are you behind me now? Can you smell me? Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm so wet. I'm ready for you, for my man. Slide into me. Show me how much you desire in me. Oh, babe. You are very hard. I feel like you filled every part of me. Oh, fuck. My love. Just stand there. Don't move. Before you fuck me, I want to fuck you. God. I'm so slick. It is so easy to push back on you. Let me do all the work. Just be my human dildo. Strong, hard, steady. While I move my body, pushing myself back onto you, thrusting onto your firmness. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, that feels so good. You feel so good. Oh, but I want more. Yes, I need you to fuck me. Fuck you, girl. Please. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Yes. Babe. Fuck me. Yes, that's it. Pull my hair. Make me arch my back. Oh, God. Oh, that makes you go even deeper. Oh, fuck. Horror. Horror. Be rough with me. I trust you. Take me. Fuck me. I'm yours. Only yours. Claim me. Leave your mark on me. Oh, fuck. Will you come for me? I want all of you, sweet seed in me. Please, darling, thrust into me. That's it. Oh, God. The feel of you, the sound of you slamming into me. I love it when you groan, slaps against my ass, our bodies colliding in sweet joy. Oh, yes, yes, babe, yes, just like that. Fuck you, shy girl. Fuck her like she's your woman. My pussy, it belongs to you. Oh, God. Babe, I want to come. I can't stop it. I have to come. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Yes. Yes. God, that felt so good. Did you come? Oh my, he really did. Here, let me get some tissues. We really are a pair. We make each other come so hard. That was beautiful. My special man. The one who knows me so well. I'm not done with you yet. Let's have some tea. And then